This is NPR.
It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick with KNKX News. The race for Washington's next attorney general is now underway. Only two people have filed to run so far, State Senator Monka Dhingra and now Nick Brown. Brown resigned from his job as U.S. attorney for Western Washington last month. He says he's ready for his statewide campaign.
Regardless of people's where they live, their politics, or what they believe in, you know, the job of the AG is to protect and defend Washingtonians wherever they are.
The attorney general is the top legal officer of the state. The AG's office represents the state in lawsuits and is a key legal advisor to state lawmakers and the governor. Current Attorney General Bob Ferguson is running for governor. The Macaw tribe continues to wait on its request to resume a traditional whale hunt. They'd been expecting a decision from NOAA Fisheries by July 1st. KNKX reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
If their request for a waiver is approved this summer, the macaws could get their canoes and harpoons out on the water as soon as next spring. Traditional whaling is at the heart of their culture, but they're out of practice. In 1999, they took one gray whale off the Washington coast before lawsuits and violent protests forced them to stop. Macaw Chairman T.J. Green says the latest bureaucratic hurdles are testing their patience.
We haven't been able to go exercise our treaty right for over 20 years, and people are missing that part of their culture, of their teachings, of the things that we put into that. And so that's terribly frustrating.
NOAA Fisheries has yet to issue the final environmental impact statement on the macaw request to hunt. Last month, a new count of West Coast gray whales showed them reaching a new low. The macaws say their request to take no more than three whales a year would not harm the population. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
The National League may have beaten the American League 3-2, but Seattle may be the real winner after hosting the 2023 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The hometown fans were quite vocal at T-Mobile last night, to the delight of Mariners All-Star Julio Rodriguez, who is on the American League team along with Mariners pitchers George Kirby and Luis Castillo.
Oh my God, that was unbelievable. That was an unbelievable feeling. And I would say we have had the playoff games and all that, but there was just something different of having like an event-based crowd, kind of to say it like that. And it was just unbelievable to have all the stars here and the energy that the fans brought. Like, it was unbelievable what they did, and Seattle definitely showed out.
The fans also showed up when Shohei Ohtani came up to bat. There are trade rumors swirling around the Angels' star pitcher and slugger, and Mariners fans made their pitch. Ohtani said after the game he definitely heard the come to Seattle chants and called the Seattle Mariners fans passionate. He also called Seattle beautiful and said he had spent two off seasons in the city. This is KNKX News.